Welcome to Recovering Gleek, a podcast for all of your complicated feelings about the TV show Glee.
Hey, it's Ian from the podcast Recovering Gleek, a Glee podcast. I just wanted to come on here before the episode starts and say at the beginning of this episode is a conversation between Lena and I that I thought was just like us chatting outside of the podcast and didn't realize that she had already started recording her audio. But then we decided to include it in the episode. So my audio for like the first 3-4 minutes is ripped from the Patreon video. So the sound quality's a little wonky. It'll get better, I promise. And also, thinking that we were just having a little chat and not officially on air, the topic turned to fecal matter and specifically stories of our own lack of control over our bowel movements. So I apologize for that. That is, you know, you're a baptism by fire. You're going straight into that subject matter with this episode. If that sounds disgusting to you, just fast forward to like 5 minutes in and then we get on to other topics. All right. Love you. Bye.
My nephew is so into poop right now, as in like it's the funniest thing in the world to him. Oh. Every story he tells, number one, makes negative sense.
Oh, right.
And number
doesn't
two,
understand the negative structure yet.
We went to a lake the other day and he said, remember the last time we were at this lake? And my mom was like, yeah. And he goes, and we all pooped our pants. And she said, I don't think that happened. And then he pointed at me because I wasn't there because I don't live here.
Yeah.
He pointed at me and he said, and you were on a different mountain. And I said, that's true. And he said, but you also pooped your pants. And I said, I think that is true, dude. I think that did happen.
Yeah. Like, I think you were right on that one. Oh my gosh. Have you pooped your pants on a mountain?
On a mountain? No, but I have pooped my pants as an adult more than once. As recently as May of this year, I pooped
my pants. Oh my God.
I told you that story?
Uh-uh.
I was backstage. It was literally places waiting to go on stage. And the shoes I was wearing for the show, kind of like, you know, they were slick on the bottoms so that you could kind of like tap in them.
Yeah.
So I would just sometimes do like a time step backstage. And one of the dancers, she sort of like, we were like having a tap off to like see who remembered the most steps.
It jostled, huh?
And she said, I can do wings. And I said, I can also do wings.
Oh, no.
So we started doing dueling wings. And then while we're doing dueling wings,
you are literally kidding me.
And so I had to. I was so embarrassed that I was like, can we hold the show? We really have to go to the bathroom. And then like, because the show hadn't started, but we were at places. And then I ran. And then I ran to the bathroom, did my business, and thankfully it was like I clenched my butt cheek so quickly that nothing, no fabric was touched.
Oh, thank.
So I just took care of it and then was like, we're good, and then came back. And the thing with me is in the moment when embarrassing things happen, I'm filled with so much shame. I'm like, I have to get out of here. No one can know about this. Oh, and then as soon as the embarrassing thing has resolved, I'm like, I can't wait to tell everyone.
Oh yeah. No.
I immediately came back and was like, hey, Cassie, so the reason I left wasn't because I had to pee. It's because I literally pooped my pants and we were doing wings. I have pretty severe IBS. If you couldn't tell from that story. So it was pretty wild.
I haven't pooped my pants as an adult. I've had a few close
calls. You don't know what you're missing.
I know. I had a really close call, I think, earlier this year when I worked at the furniture store that I worked at. And I was, like, in the middle of a conversation. And I was like, you take a look around. I'll be right back. I call it the fear. I think that's, like, a Rhett and Link thing. They call it the fear. I don't know where I'm getting that, actually. But, like, the fear when you're like, oh, God, I'm going to throw up. Oh, God, I'm going to poop my pants. But it was just a close call. Thank goodness.
When I had Giardia, I pooped my pants twice.
Remember when you had Giardia?
I pooped my pants twice in the course of 2 weeks. Actually, I think I pooped my pants maybe 3 times.
Wow.
Really bad. Such an awful time in my life. But I got more poop my pants stories out of it. So my nephew will be psyched about that.
You're more interesting for it.
More interesting. There's also the day that I got food poisoning and I had it coming, and that was on topical, my birthday, and I had it coming out of both ends. And thankfully the toilet was right next to the sink because that was needed.
Or the time that you almost pooped your pants when we had our first New York City excursion, you and I, in a Chipotle.
That was when I had COVID.
Oh, yes.
That's how I found out I had COVID. I don't know if anyone else experienced this, but COVID gave me crazy diarrhea.
I remember you were in the bathroom for like a half hour. Like,
I had 911 pre-dialed on my phone in case I started to faint. I could just hit send.
I remember too, you were like, I'm just going to take the train home. I was like, I can call you an Uber. No, you were going to take the train to the hospital. I was like, let's take an Uber to the hospital. How about? And you're like, no, it's fine. It's fine.
Did and then you go to the hospital? No, oh, that's right. Because I started to feel better. That's right. Yeah. I was going to take the train to the ER.
You know, I was like, Bessie, we can call you an Uber. Like, it's okay.
That was when, and I still haven't done it, we were trying to find Dr. Strange's house.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, we were far from there. We didn't know at the time, but we were far from there.
And then instead, I had massive diarrhea and almost blacked out in a Chipotle bathroom and then went
on the Chipotle bathroom on the corner of Broadway and Houston. Y'all can go visit if you want.
And that Chipotle will not let you use their bathroom unless you buy something. No. So I was literally drenched in sweat, glistening, waiting in line to buy chips and guac so I could get the bathroom password.
Oh, it was bad. Oh, girl, it was bad. And I was like, it was also like, it was one of those moments where you were just being quiet. So I really didn't know how to help in that situation. So I was like, I'll hold your backpack. Like, but we went into like Urban Outfitters. We went into Wendy's.
No one.
It was nuts. Oh my gosh.
And then I went home and then I listened to Take Me to the World by Stephen Sondheim and cried. It just like really struck me for some reason. And I didn't even know I had COVID at the time. And then the next morning I went and got tested and got back positive. And I was like, how topical that I listened to Take Me to the World. And now I'm not allowed to leave my apartment.
Oh my gosh. How are you?
I'm good. Should we record normally?
Oh, I've been recording normally. I thought you said, let's get this show on the road.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now I'm recording
for like the last 9 minutes.
The last 9 minutes you've been recording?
Yeah.
Lena, no, we had so many good poop stories that I totally overlooked.
I thought we were putting them on the podcast. I was like, hell yeah, let's open this podcast with 10 minutes of poop talk.
And maybe we will. Because if you send me this video, I can like rip the audio from it. Maybe we will. This is how I wasn't going to start the podcast with poop stories. So I'm sorry, everyone. Wow, this is so out of sorts. I was going to start the podcast with happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear LPC. Happy birthday to you.
That's just how I like to spend my birthday, is with 10 minutes of talking about poop.
I really was like, I try to be a little more, you know, like animated and like put on a show for the podcast.
Sure.
But since that was in my brain a pre
podcast discussion,
it was a really relaxed, laid back, like, so here's the time I shit my pants while doing wings. Here's the time I almost called 911 in a Chipotle bathroom.
And it's fully an hour past my bedtime, so I'm going to be like...
Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Thank you for being here.
No, that's fine. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Really quick.
Do you want to hear something?
Yes.
I went to a wedding this weekend, and we were dancing to Dancing Queen. And the bride, my best friend from childhood, we were dancing together. And it goes, like, she's only 17. You know that part. You've heard the song once or twice. And she... like she saw a ghost, stops dancing, points at me and goes, 28. And I was like, I was like, no, bitch, I'm 27. She's like, so oh. Not yet. I said, next week. She's like, well, I was just thinking, like, we're 10 years older than this song. Like, yeah. That's so crazy. And then I was like, no, you're 11 years older. And I was like, actually, you are so rude for that.
But young yeah. And great, only 28. How are you feeling?
Oh. Terrible.
Heck yeah. Tell us about it.
Well, I mean, like, it's a million things. I'm like, oh my gosh, excuse me. I cry all the time now. So, you know, it's my first, it was, so this last week was also 6 months since my dad passed away, downer. Mm-hmm. But it's like my first birthday since my dad passed away, and I'm just feeling a lot of things. And also, like, my best friend from childhood got married this weekend, so I'm like feeling emotional about that. And also I started my period today, so I'm feeling emotional about that. But in general, like, I feel like I am, like, my Saturn is returning or some shit, and I, like, I can't hear the end of it.
Yeah.
So I'm just, like, feeling so many emotions. And I also don't really know what I'm actually doing for my birthday, so we'll see. We'll see. Because I'm, you know, and I also just, like, I miss New York so bad. So.
I mean.
Yeah, everything is so crazy.
You can have a kick-ass Utah birthday.
Yeah.
And then also, if, you know, you ever really want to go back. Fun thing about New York City, they actually printed this in the newspaper the other day. They're planning on having it be there for a long time.
Oh, thank God.
So I know they extended it.
I was worried.
I was getting worried. I was like, ooh, everyone get your tickets. New York is closing soon. But they extended it indefinitely. So I thank do God. Think.
I was nervous it was seasonal. Oh my God. Yeah. So I'm feeling a bunch of things. So, yes. But I mean, I think that comes around, like, all birthdays.
Yes.
And, you know, so I'm not alone in that at all. But yeah.
Yeah. After 21, birthdays are just like, so here's your one step closer to death. And here's everything that you thought you would have by this point in your life that you don't have.
Yeah. And it's crazy. I feel like this is the only thing I talk about recently, which makes me, like, annoying to myself. But everyone I know is married here.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, no yeah. one I knew in New York was married other than, like, your brother and sister-in-law. Like, it just, like, wasn't a thing that I ever thought about. And, what, you know, I did think about it every once in a while. Like, you know, I wasn't, you know, anyway. I, like, anyway. But it is, like, it is... like, just so crazy how prevalent the, you know, every conversation I have with a new person is like, do you have kids? Are you married? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh mm-hmm. my God, what? No. Like, what am I? And I feel like the Broad City quote where I'm like, what am I, a child bride? But it's like, yeah. So I'm just feeling so many things. And I'm like, what's wrong with, and this is so crazy. Welcome to our podcast about Glee. I'm like, what's wrong with me that I haven't, like, achieved these things? And then it's like, no. And I also think about, like, the relationships I have had. And while I'm grateful for them, I am ultimately grateful that I'm not married in those relationships. So there's not really a scenario that I would trade or, like, wish for something, like, a different outcome. So I'm, like, ultimately grateful. And I'm ultimately grateful for, like, when I sit down and I, like, look at my life, I don't feel, like, ashamed about anything. Yeah. I just, like, see people, and especially, like, coming back to Utah. And, like, I feel like adult progress I made is in a fully different state. Like, I can't really prove to other people that I'm, like, an accomplished, you know, well-traveled person. You know what I mean? So it's really just a weird experience. But, hey, that's your late 20s for you. Who among us hasn't felt this way, you know? So
yeah,
it's so crazy. Happy birthday to me.
Happy birthday to you. I'm glad. I mean, I'm not going to be here on your actual birthday, tragically. Mm. But I will be seeing you in the general vicinity of your
which, thank God, I missed your ass. Oh, my goodness.
We're gonna get crazy. I can't wait.
I keep like dropping it into conversations too with my coworkers. I'm like, well, this weekend's my birthday.
Good for you. Like,
I know you guys don't know me, but I need you to tell me happy birthday on Monday. No.
Good, because the thing I always do is I'm like, I don't want to like make a big to-do and like, you know, make people feel obligated to like wish me a happy birthday. So then I don't tell anyone. And then when my birthday comes around, I'm like, I wish I had told people that it was my birthday.
I know. There's nothing like more awkward than like interacting with a person who doesn't know it's your birthday on your birthday. Because in your mind, you're like, they don't know that it is my birthday.
You're like, I'm sitting on a bum piece of information. I'm sitting on a
the ultimate bum piece of information.
I know. And it's like, if to say to someone like this weekend is my birthday is so different than to say today is my birthday, you know?
Yeah, totally. And like so being like, hi everyone, today like, is my birthday.
Exactly. So then you're like, at least for me, I am like hoping that they will ask some sort of question that will allow me to insert it organically into the conversation. Because I'm like, no way am I coming out, you know, 0 to 100 saying, well, today's my birthday.
No, I know. And that's why you just have to wear a sash that says birthday girl on it.
Exactly. Exactly.
No, I totally get it. Especially like it's, I always feel like, I mean, I was talking to my sister about this last month. Her birthday was last month. And she's like, I just want someone to, she's like, I want people to like take initiative and do something. I want people to like take initiative on my birthday. And I'm like, bestie, like you gotta take initiative on your own birthday. The worst lesson to like, I was on the phone with her today and she's like, what are you doing for your birthday? And I was like, actually, I don't know. And she's like, why aren't you planning something? And I was like, well, I can't take my own goddamn advice and I'm waiting for someone else to plan my birthday. And it's like, no, I'm fully an adult. I need to let people know it's my birthday and that I'm open to doing something. Like that's honestly a rough lesson to learn.
All you gotta do is have a dinner and invite people or tell everyone we're going to drinks. Come here if you want. I'll be here from this to this time. Or what I always do, because I love board games, is you have a game night.
Oh, yeah, invite people a over. Game night. You know, but that's the thing, though, is I'm new in town. You know, I have friends here, but I don't have, like, you know, necessarily a friend group here. Yeah. So it's like, well, that's I do have a friend from high school who is throwing a party on Saturday that is not my birthday party, but I think I'm going to go to it.
And co-opt it?
Oh, yeah. With a bunch of strangers and be like, well, it is my birthday at midnight. So either get out or it's my birthday time. No, but I hope that I make friends
at that party. Yes, but that's what you do like a... Because I understand a dinner is kind of like... People have to be there for the whole dinner or they at least feel like it. But if you do like, we're getting drinks or like we're doing this thing, I'm going to be here from like 7 to 9, drop by and say hi.
Yeah, no, totally.
And then you find like your most entrusted person in the city, which can like literally be your sister, and say, hey, please come the whole time so that like I have someone at my side the whole time.
Oh my gosh, totally. Yeah.
And then everyone else just comes and goes and you get to see a lot of people and people That's feel less pressure. So they're more likely to show up. And
that's a good idea. Shit, I would invite you, but you don't live here.
Yeah, I literally will be on a train to Forsberg, New York that day on your birthday.
Oh, my favorite New York town.
Forsberg, everyone loves Forsberg. Really fast, I do have to say, hi everyone, welcome to the podcast. 20 minutes in after we talked about poop and Lena's birthday, I have to say...
My two favorite topics.
If you're listening and you're feeling a little blast from the past, if my audio quality is making you nostalgic...
Oh, and booyah.
It's because we're having a full circle vintage from the vault recording session. I am visiting my parents, and my parents were so kind because I don't like want to have to haul all my equipment with me every time I go visit them. So they took my old microphone and they just keep it at their house so I can record when I'm here. But it is literally the microphone that I was using in 2020 when we started this podcast that I bought for like $40.
Oh my gosh.
So here it is. Boop, boop. The audio quality is not great. It picks up a lot of background noise. I'm going to do my best to edit it. But you know?
Yeah, but you've got 2024 editing skills.
I do. I have 2024 editing skills now, so it'll still sound better than it was sounding four years ago.
Totally. And yeah, I mean, why haul something around when you've got something that is, it works perfectly fine.
Yeah. And honestly, taking this thing out of its box and especially like recording to make sure it still worked and listening to the audio quality in the playback made me really nostalgic.
No, I mean, I have literally, I'm going to cry again, but my dad was so excited for us to start this damn podcast. He took me to Best Buy to go buy that microphone and it was such a fun experience. I have so many good memories with that microphone.
Yeah,
I also remember I got like an arm for it. So I could like sit back in my chair like a real lounging podcast lady. I love that microphone.
It's like, it's honestly real bang for your buck. Like it's affordable and it gets the job done, baby.
Mm-hmm. It's called,
Blue Yeti, but hear me out. They got some good products.
They do. We're talking about, for the people who don't know what microphone we're talking about. We're talking about the Snowball microphone.
Yeah.
Great Snowball. Starter microphone if you guys want to start a podcast. Great starter microphone.
All you soon-to-be podcasters out there, get your hands on it. Hey,
we believe in you.
Hey.
It's like $50.
Dang.
Well, in 2020, I don't know how much things cost anymore. Shit gets more expensive.
It does. That's the thing that they don't tell you about inflation is that things get more expensive over time.
They really don't tell you that about inflation.
When I was a kid, and I first learned the concept of like inflation, but specifically inflation over time, we would be like watching a movie from the 40s.
Oh yeah.
And someone would be talking about, you know.
And like Jo March sells her hair for $25.
Exactly. Like that kind of thing. And I was like, why did they do that? And my parents were like, well, money was worth more back then. And then little 7-year-old me thought, when they invent time machines, I'm going to go back to the 1800s with the $18 I have to my name right now at 7 years old. And I'm going to be the richest person in America. I'm going to run the entire country.
Whoa. I dig the ambition you've got there. That's awesome. Oh my gosh.
I could live off that $18. I understand the economy and what it was like 200 years ago. $18. I could live for years off of that. I'm sure of it.
Honestly, you probably could. I read those Regency novels and they all have like, you know, like, the dukes and shit, they like have fucking
$12
dowries to their name and bullshit. Yeah. But seriously, they're like, or one girl I remember, she was like trying to get the money to run away and like support herself. Am I literally just thinking of Bridgerton, the TV show? I am. Okay. But Claudia, is that who she is? I don't fucking know. I only watched the season once and you haven't even watched it. But she's trying to get money so she can like sustain herself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, so she wants like X amount of dollars a year and it's something stupid, like $40.
Whew.
I'm like, oh my gosh.
That sounds incredible.
I know.
But also like
$40 doesn't even get you a salad at the freaking Sweet Green.
But also like everyone was dirty and they died really young and was super racist back then. So maybe.
So true. And also I'll think of your Giardia.
Giardia would have
in
killed
a Regency
me
era.
If I had Giardia during the Regency era.
Dysentery.
Dead. K.O. I'm out of here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And they would have thought I was a witch, so.
In 2023, I thought the Giardia was going to kill me. In 2023. In 1823, it's over, babe.
Oh, it's over. Oh, my Lord.
Ooh. Lena, what's the best birthday you've ever had? What's your favorite birthday memory?
Oh, well, the first thing that comes to mind is when we went to Disneyland.
Oh,
yeah.
You sent me a picture of that the other day.
I did.
Yeah.
Did I?
When we were at the Blue Bayou.
It was a different time. It was a different time we went to Disney. We've been to Disney. I was trying to tally them up, I think, 3 times together.
Yes, that's true.
First time was with Alex and Sammy, your siblings.
Uh-huh.
And that was on my birthday.
Yes. And that's the one when we listened to 22 over and over because you were turning 23.
Oh my God, it was that long ago, 2019.
Ooh, hoo,
But that was a very good birthday. I remember that birthday was really awesome. I also, my parents growing up, they would take us out to breakfast in the mornings.
Mm-hmm.
So I have really good memories of that. And my dad used to like check us out of school. Oh my gosh, this was the funniest thing. like growing up, and after he passed, we were like telling stories, and I was like, yeah, dad used to like check me out of school and take me to movies all the time. And then my siblings were like, yeah, he did that to us too. And I was like, you shut your mouth. Really? Yeah, he was doing it to all. He was so funny about that. Oh, I remember one year they redid my room. They did a while you were out. They like sent me away for the weekend to like stay at a friend's house. And then I came back and my mom and dad had like painted my room pink, like pink and purple. And they like built a stage in the corner, like a like raised platform.
Oh my gosh.
I know. They like had all of their friends over to like DIY all this stuff. They like painted the walls. My mom like made a headboard herself out of like pleather, and it was like the most special thing ever. And then like the second I moved out when I was like 17, my sister painted over it like a little bitch. And I'm saying that here and now, Aubrey, you are so rude for that. Yeah.
That is dirty.
It was dirty.
That
it
is
was
dirty.
Dirty. Because it was like the best birthday present ever. It was so fun. I had some good birthdays growing up. Also, I'm a big crier on my birthday. Are you a big crier on your birthday?
Yes. Yeah, I always get like really melancholy on my birthday every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a passage of time. It's haunting.
I know. It is.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. And I mean, I say this all the time, but I still feel like I'm 22 going to Disneyland tomorrow. You know, I don't feel.
Yeah.
And I mean, obviously, you know, like what is. My body doesn't know what it's like to be 28. Like, it's hard to, like, conceptualize growing up in that way, obviously. But I don't feel, I feel like I'm just a kid. So it's hard to, like, you know, pay my sewer bill and be like, what? Like, I have class in the morning. You know what I mean? So, oh, the passage of time. It's also,
I gotta go to speech and diction tomorrow. What?
I know. Got an 8 a.m. music theory class and piano right after. Anyway, but yeah, and it's also like, you know, it's my first birthday without my dad. I'm trying to like deal with all those feelings. And also this weekend to talk about, you know, my best friend from childhood got married, and we met because our dads were best friends. Like her biological dad, her stepdad, and then my dad were like best friends. They worked together, and you know, they had two girls that were me and my sister's age, and we like have been like inseparable ever since. And so this is like the first time that like I've seen her dad's since everything happened. And like all weekend they kept like looking at me and my sister and like telling us stories and like asking asking us if we like needed like a dad hug, which was like the most fucked up shit of my life. And it was just, it was rough. I was like, I need you both to actually leave me alone because I can't do it. And then also like, you know, the feeling of growing up and then also like taking steps forward without him around. Wow. What the fuck? Yeah. It's so crazy. But anyway. So yeah, that was, it's not right. Jesus. So welcome to my podcast about Glee. Excuse me. Oh my gosh. Anyway.
Yeah, you got a lot of existential stuff all coming at you. Flying at you fast literally. Over the course of 1 week. My gosh.
I know. It's a lot. Also, so much to feel, so much to share. So anyway, yeah, that's my life. How's Utah? How's being back home?
Utah's cool.
Or you know, home away from. I know. You're from Arizona.
I always say I'm visiting my parents instead of I'm going home because I'm like,
yeah, you're from Arizona.
They live in a city that I've never lived in, except for like 3 months in 2021. I lived in this city really briefly. But it's very good. It's nice. It's been a good time. Mm-hmm. We've been hanging out. We've been doing like a bunch of fall stuff. I'm wearing my jack-o'-lantern sweater today because we went to Corn Bellies.
Corn Belly. Mm-hmm. I've never been, but I've heard word about it.
It's very cute, especially with little kids. It's like the fall festival in central Utah.
Thanksgiving Point.
What?
Is it like Thanksgiving Point? Am I remembering?
I don't think so.
Okay,
I don't think so.
Well, I don't even know.
I think it was at Thanksgiving Point in the past. I'm pretty sure it was because I've gone once before and I think it was at Thanksgiving Point that year, but it's not this year. It's on like a farm somewhere and they have just like a bunch of fair games and they have a corn maze and they have a little train that takes you through the sunflower patch and they have pumpkins everywhere and food everywhere and it was very cute. And my nephew and my nieces, well, one of my nieces was asleep literally the entire time because she's like 5 weeks old.
Because she's a baby.
Yeah, because she's a little bebe. But my nephew and my niece were having a grand old time.
Hey.
My nephew kept telling stories. He would go, I remember one time when I was a baby and I would just run. And then I ran and then I ran up the wall and then I was running on the ceiling upside down. And then I fell and then I started crying. And I would go, oh, wow, yeah. I remember that. That was cool.
That was cool.
Just like every 30 seconds would start some new story about when he was a baby and he would run everywhere, which was not true of him as a baby.
Not true of many babies.
Yeah, not true of any babies. They famously have a hard time walking, let alone running. Mm-hmm. But, you know, according to him, he was an athlete. He was a runner. He's a track star. Mm-hmm. When he was a baby. And who am I to take that from him?
Oh my gosh. It's also like, it's such a funny, like, I honestly, sometimes my brain is like, a kid will like say something and I go, that's not true. And I'm like, okay, that's a child. Like, you don't have to crush their dreams.
Oh, I love to feed into it. He was telling me the other night about his friend named Creero, who of course poops her pants all the time. That's all he was saying.
Of course.
He was going off for probably 15 minutes about her name also kept changing. At one point, her name was Tree Hands. And the whole time I just kept going, oh yeah. Oh yeah, I remember her. I think I've met her. Oh yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's fun. That's good for the imagination. I love that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it's been good. What did I do?
Good.
I'm trying to think if there's like anything... Excited. Oh my gosh, I saw Barbarian for this first time. I've never seen Barbarian.
Did you love it? Oh, you didn't?
I think I did.
Whoa. I love that movie.
It just changed so many times. And honestly,
you can't trust her.
The first third of the movie was incredible.
Yeah.
And then there's like the big twist.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry, the costume they put on the monster just made, like at the reveal, made me start cackling.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And then I couldn't take it serious the rest of the movie. Yeah. Oh, I still appreciated the movie and I like it, really enjoyed it. And I enjoyed like kind of the themes it was trying to talk about. But anytime it showed the quote unquote monster, I was like, this is... insanity to me.
I love that. That movie is so fun. I mean, I didn't really know anything about it.
I knew nothing about it. Yeah.
So I was like, I was in for a rawhide. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. Justin Long.
He's so good in that movie. Oh my gosh.
He's so good in that movie. And also, sexy, sexy, sexy Bill Skarsgård. Sexy. I love him. Bill Skarsgård, if you're listening, it is my birthday this week.
Hey. You know, Lena's going to be at the bar from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. if you want to stop by. Say what's up. Say happy birthday, maybe. I made my sister start watching Yellow Jackets. So thrilling, so exciting. Yeah. I kept saying, I was like, I need you to know it's not this good the whole time. Which, I mean, if people disagree, that's totally, like, opinions are equally valid. In my opinion, that show starts really strong, and then somewhere in season two, you can tell they did not plan it out well enough, and they start to just make stuff up. But the first few episodes of that show are so compelling, so we were marathoning it, and I kept being like, yeah, I just want you to be prepared. It does start to get a little sloppy as it goes on.
Hey, I hear that.
But hey, I still enjoyed it the whole way through.
Yeah, I think they just finished filming the third season. Mm-hmm. God, I'm excited.
I keep scouring the internet for updates to see when a trailer's going to drop.
Well, let me know when if you hear an someone, update.
The other day, one of the like makeup artists posted something on her story and it was a picture of her smiling, but in the background, they had the headshots of the entire cast and what character they were playing, and it included some characters that we have not seen before.
Oh my God.
So I was, and some of them were like kind of spoilers. So okay. I was scouring that to try yeah. and get information on season three.
Wow. Really caught them slipping.
Right? It said, you're going to get a slap on the wrist for posting this, babe.
Literally. Oh my
goodness
gosh.
Sakes.
Speaking of television.
I've heard of it.
I haven't caught up with any show I want to watch, namely Survivor, namely The Golden Bachelorette,
mm-hmm.
or literally anything else. But I have watched The Secret Lives of Mormon Wives.
How is it?
It honestly, and hear me out, I've got my own opinions on Utah, Mormonism, all of that. I loved the show. At first, I was like giving them major side eye, but then towards the end, like seeing how they, like one woman has like real problems with her spouse and seeing how they like band together to like support her and honestly have like kind of really intense conversations for like, you know, I think important topics in like a patriarchal society like Utah. And I thought it was really beautiful. So if you like reality TV, I would give it a watch. It's a fun watch. They are drama and I loved it. Did you like Survivor?
I did like Survivor. It's a very interesting premiere episode, but I won't spoil it for you.
Okay, very good. Well,
but it was a fun watch. There have been premieres in the past where the premiere ended and I went, oh no. Like famously Survivor 45, which is a season I ended up really liking.
Yeah.
But that premiere ended with a player quitting and I went, this was not what I was looking forward to.
She's like, I would love to watch this from my couch.
Yeah. I remember that premiere ending and me and my friend who I was watching it with both being like, I was so excited for Survivor to be back. And now I'm like the disappointment I feel is so immense in this moment. That was the most annoying way I could have worded that. But this season, I did not feel like that. It was an interesting watch. I'm excited to see what happens. I had a good time. They do have, frankly, too many people in broadcasting. Someone in casting was like, we need to have better confessionals on this show. Like, we need people who are going to give us sound bites. I am not kidding. There are two people who are professional podcasters. So why aren't we on the show? And then there is someone who is a sports commentator. And there was a fourth person who worked in broadcasting as well, but I don't remember what they did.
Damn, why do they want talkers so bad?
Right?
Like, why are they so obsessed with what's-his-face? Oh my God, what's-his-face who is the broadcaster?
Rick Devens?
They're up Rick Devens' ass.
No, seriously, they're like, Rick Devens now can't be on the show because he's on fire as the co-host. So we need a new replacement for him. I was talking to my friend about this. It's frustrating to me because I will acknowledge that someone who has like natural charisma, especially on-air charisma, gives better confessionals and like good confessionals, you know, lead to good TV. But usually the best confessionals in Survivor are said person reacting to the like weirdo wild cards on their tribe.
Yeah.
Like totally. What you need, you don't need like 10 amazing confessionalists. You need 10 very weirdos. Different people from extremely diverse walks of life and then one good confessionalist who can comment on everyone. And they seem to have like swapped that.
Yeah. Cause it's like, I mean, as a podcaster, I don't even think I would, like, I don't think I would make good TV literally at all. At all. Like talkers aren't always doers.
When I think of Survivor 46, one of my favorite seasons in recent memory, the reasons that I love Survivor 46 aren't like, oh, Charlie and Maria were so well-spoken. It's like Venus and Q were so emotionally charged, angry, and petty in that season.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, and the reason that Maria and Charlie were compelling is because they were having to work with and against these people who were such live wires.
No, totally. And you need more live wires.
Exactly.
And people who like need to keep their lids on.
Mm-hmm. That's what makes Survivor compelling is there's, you got one person who has a master plan, but they are depending on four people who are at their breaking point and not thinking rationally.
Totally.
Like, that is what's fun to watch.
How do we get into reality TV casting?
I don't know.
I think you've got the right idea. We have an email to read if you want.
Oh my gosh, let's read an email. So any longtime listeners who've been listening to the podcast for at least 1 week will remember that our most recent Glee Wind was about the school dance episodes, which means all the prom episodes and then one Sadie Hawkins episode on top of that. Mm-hmm. So we got some listener thoughts on Glee Prom.
Let's do it. Let's hear from them. Let me pull up my page so I can introduce this person. Let's hear from Katie, shall we?
We shall. Hi, Lena and Ian. First, I want to thank you for doing something that I have deeply missed from you for the last 6 months, and that is your asthmatic laughter. It always, always makes me smile.
Katie, do you think we have asthma?
I
read that, and I literally was like, what?
So hear me out. I did have asthma as a kid. And sometimes I'm like, do I still? I don't know. Could be.
When I read that email, it sent me into a, you know, I just thought about breathing. I was like, shit, mm-hmm. Am I breathing right? Am I laughing right? And then I went back and listened to our laughter in that episode and I was like, oh shit, we are wheezing.
Yeah, it's a lot of just air.
Yeah.
Sometimes
no sound,
I have to
just air.
I have to cut the laughs down because visually.
Why would you?
If you're watching the tapes.
Oh no, totally.
We're clearly laughing, but if you're listening to the audio, it literally sounds like an awkward silence.
No, that's true. I do have a terrible, I do feel like I have a terrible laugh for a podcast. Because most of the time I'm just going. Very that, but I don't even ha-ha. I don't hee-hee-ha-ha.
No hee-hee-ha-has. No, you do sometimes though. It's only when we really get going that the sound cuts out.
Oh yeah. When I big laugh.
Yeah.
You can't tell.
Then the sound cuts out. Goodbye. Yeah. Then it's a visual medium.
Have we talked about, I'm so sorry, Katie. We'll talk, I would like to read your email, but do you have a hot laugh?
Like a laugh I do when I like want to be sexy?
Yeah.
It's my Joker laugh. I know.
When I have noticed myself hot laughing, it has only ever been involuntary.
What are like your, one time, what is your hot laugh?
Oh, I'll do it for you. Well, it's a, yeah, it's like,
that's my hot laugh, my dragon.
Yeah, just a honk. My job a couple of weeks ago, we had this person. I have a kind of intense job, so they had someone come in and be like, if you fuck up your job, you could go to jail. And this person was the hottest person I have seen ever in real life. And they were literally like telling a story about how someone was prosecuted and fined like a bunch of money for like doing the job wrong. I literally was like, I was looking up at them like, and I was like, and I literally was like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Not time and place.
Time but and Jesus. Place.
Seriously.
And you were in front of me at work talking about someone being prosecuted, doing your hot laugh. Time and place.
Sucking dick and cock.
Hey, I was purposely trying to avoid saying that.
But I always
But at your
to.
Birthday party, topical.
Yeah. And you did it at my birthday party.
Hey.
And you know what? I don't think I had ever watched that person, Tati.
I never
or
even
James
heard
Charles.
Of them.
No, seriously, but I was in that drama. I saw videos dropping and I was sat. Anyway, should we listen to
you did it at my birthday.
And you did it at my birthday. And I think I quote that at least once a month. Oh my God, time and place.
Time and place. Oh,
that's okay. Katie to us right now. She goes, they go, sorry, Katie, what are your pronouns?
It's she, you're correct. It's she, her.
Okay, Slay. She goes, oh my God, time and place.
Just accompanying your laughs, and now you're talking about sucking dick and cock.
And you did it at my birthday.
You did it in front of my email. And you did it in my email.
In front of my email. Oh my God.
Okay, should we get back to the email?
I think we should.
In the words of Katie, on to prom. I went to a small school, so we only had junior prom. So I never understood how Rachel got prom queen during her senior year. Especially when in prom queen, Quinn says you only get one prom. I'm going to insert here, Katie, I did think that same thing, but upon rewatch, she says you only get one junior prom. Which is still like, but you get two proms, Quinn. Let's calm down. Back to Katie. Which brings up another thought. How did Lauren get nominated for prom queen when she was a sophomore? Since she is in the Too Young to Be Bitter Club in season 4, it means she is the same age as Tina and Artie, which just doesn't make sense to me. Also, you talked about Unique only being a sophomore in season 4, but I'm pretty sure in Saturday Night Gleaver, she said she was a sophomore then. So she would now be a junior during season 4 and season 5A. There are 3 things I'm surprised didn't make it into any of these dance episodes. 1, how is it that we got 3 prom episodes and not a single scene with everyone dressed up playing mini golf? 2, no girl freaking out of the bathroom because her dress ripped and other girls helping her fix it. And 3, not a single after party losing your virginity scene. Not even talks about one either, which seems like missed drama to me. Since you shared your prom stories, I thought I'd share mine. First off, I didn't want to go. I felt it was a waste of $40, but everyone forced me to. So I go in a dress that I got at a thrift shop for $3, my Easter heels, and a friend's mom did my hair, makeup, and made our corsages. My class picked a place that also caters, so dinner was included with the ticket. So I eat dinner, dance for maybe an hour, then sit down and promptly fall asleep. Wake up in time for the crowning.
Oh my God, Katie!
Dance a little more, then take the bus to the school provided after party. Can't remember where it was held, but we could swim as long as we wanted, and there was tons of games to play and junk food to consume. Got home around 3 a.m. and had to get up at 6 a.m. for an event the morning after, so it was a good thing I had that nap. So glad you're back. Katie Sheher from upstate New York, a.k.a. The Farm. Katie, that actually doesn't sound like a waste of $40 because you got dinner.
And a nap.
And then you got an after party with like swimming and more food and games.
I didn't get any of that.
My prom, I think it was $80 for a couple. So it was $40 each. But yeah.
Prom was expensive. Yeah.
And then we did not get any food or an after party. That was just to get into. I mean, there was like snacks at the venue, but that was just to get into the venue. Was $80 for couples, and then if you were getting a single ticket, I think it was $50.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Oy. One of my favorite parts of going to school dances was the like mini golf in the day. Like we did mini golf. One time we went like to like this big water slide on the side of a mountain that was just like PVC plastic on the side of a mountain, and we just like slid down it and then like fell into a cornfield. Where was that?
See, I didn't
drum in the bathroom. I love this.
I didn't do any day dates before.
Really?
Our like pre-dance was that we would go get dinner, which they do show in prom queen, but that was it. We would go to dinner.
Yeah.
And then we go to the dance.
Yeah, we did. We went hard. Day dates. I remember a minute to win it was a big thing when I was in high school.
Mm-hmm.
A few minute to win it dates where we would
twerk. I love minute to win it.
Ping pong balls out
the,
of a...
The Oreo on the eyeball into the mouth. A classic.
Oh, a classic.
I still do that and I'm very good at it too.
Or like the long noodle with like the like nuts and bolts. You have to like stack them. You like put them on your noodle and you try not to like break your noodle.
I had never played that one.
Oh, that was a big hit. Dang. Also, like when you would like obviously this one's a classic, a donut on a string.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's a classic.
A mainstay, a staple.
Of course. And that was that predates Minute to Win It. Dude, Minute to Win It was all the rage when I was growing up.
Yeah. We used to have parties where we'd play Minute to Win It games and then do Just Dance, and that was the party.
Oh my God. At the wedding this weekend, guess what came on?
What? Rasputin.
Promiscuous Girl. And I did the dance and everyone followed.
Yes!
I still remember the Just Dance and they were like, do it, I'll do it too. It was awesome. Bride, groom, everybody.
Love that.
It was awesome. I felt cool and then lame and then cool again.
No, just cool. Edit out the lame. Just cool. That's awesome.
Okay. I'll feel differently.
That's so fun.
Thanks. It was fun. I was like, this, it couldn't have worked out better. It was awesome.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Katie, onto the questions you bring up about the Glee timeline. You're so right. Lauren.
This blew my mind. I hadn't even thought about it.
Lauren could not be prom queen because she was canonically a sophomore, which of course is just the symbol. It's just Blaine being the lead of the Warblers and being a transfer student at Dalton and then surprise he's actually a sophomore. Yeah. It's just that all over again.
Yeah, it is. They don't really care about ages. They're just putting people where they want them.
Yeah. But it doesn't make any sense. You're so right. That doesn't make any sense. No. Unique saying that she's a sophomore Saturday Night Gleaver. I truly believe you. I don't remember that, but I do believe you.
No.
And so, therefore, she was the only one of the newbies who was allowed to be at the Brundle prom, regardless of if she was singing Sgt. Pepper's. Good for her.
Mm-hmm. Good for her.
Dale.
She's working and dancing.
Yeah.
And she's here to party.
Yeah.
Double duty queen.
Double duty.
I love it.
Heck yeah. Katie, thank you for this email. And thank you for
thank you, Katie.
Blowing my mind about Lauren de-aging. Maybe she repeated a grade.
That happens. That's okay.
That does happen. I guess that is kind of the only way that it could make sense.
Yeah. Thank you, Katie. Thank you for this message. Say hi to the farm for us. Tell everyone I miss them.
Oh my gosh, I'm going upstate. I might visit the farm.
Oh, would ya?
I'm going to the Catskills. I'm going to spend...
Oh my God, the Catskills.
Right? I'm going to spend October in the Catskills. It's going to be very exciting.
Oh my God, you're going to see so many leaves. There's nothing like an East Coast fall. And that's on God.
I'm so pumped. So I am doing... Maybe you've heard of it, the Rocky Horror Show this Halloween.
Michael Riley was in the day the episode Stella. And I told him, wow, this. Congrats, brother. That's so awesome. I'm so excited for you.
So, if anyone's by Forestburg, New York, at the Forestburg Playhouse,
take a trip to the Catskills. Go visit my buddy.
Take a trip to the Catskills. Go check me out as Riff Raff in the Rocky Horror Show every Friday and Saturday in October. It's going to be awesome because it's only on Friday and Saturday, so I don't have to leave New York City. I mean, I do, but only for 2 days a week, and the rest of the time, I just hang out back home. So I'm pumped about it.
That's awesome.
And it's going to be gorgeous, and I'm going to get to go to the farm, and it's... All my dreams are going to come true.
It's crazy. I always thought that I knew what a beautiful autumn looked like, and then I moved to the East Coast, and I said, everywhere else... It was nothing compared to this. Oh my God.
I did have one of the dancers on my last ship is from South Africa, was talking about how she didn't get the appeal of nature in America, you know?
Okay.
Until she went to New England during autumn. And then was like, oh my gosh, nowhere on earth looks
Christian
like this.
Christian girl autumn.
And then I said, you ever been to the Red Rock in the Southwest? Because nowhere else on earth looks like that. So check that out.
That's beautiful year round. I love that.
We get it for more than just a few months. We get it all the time. So
yeah, Boston.
You watched any Hollywood movie Philly. That takes place on Mars? That was filmed by Lake Powell, Utah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That was filmed in Zion National Park. Mm-hmm. That was filmed in Bryce Canyon. Tune in a week from today. Mm-hmm. For our next Glee Wind, it's on sectionals episodes. So we're talking about season one sectionals. We're talking about season two, special education. Season three's Hold On to 16. Season four's Thanksgiving. And season six's We Build This Glee Club.
Love you guys. Thanks so much for being here.
Thanks for being here. Wish Lena a happy birthday. Yeah, in a matter of days.
Thank you for the well wishes.
Of course. Love you. Happy birthday.
Bye, everyone. Have a good day. Bye. Here's a mini kiss on your mini forehead.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Recovering Gleek. You can find us on Instagram and TikTok at recoveringgleek_podcast. If you liked our podcast, be sure to leave a review. And tell your friends, please.